will she ride there?
My kids did, so we know it holds wild animals.
Ben looked back, seemingly troubled.
Really, you don't have to do this. It's been a fun afternoon, something I didn't know I needed. But you can't leave the store empty. It's just Ulbrich and Bomer in there. I think it's safe.
Annalene gave Ben a look that exuded confidence. She'd gotten him to relax. She wasn't about to let him ice up again. She reached out with her hand, only barely aware of a high, distant whine on the air.
It's all right, Ben. I'm just saving you some time. Come on.
The sound grew louder, and Ben's eyes widened, suddenly serious. He grabbed her arm.
Annalene, look out!
She saw it just for an instant, out of the corner of her eye. A copper-colored shape rocketed around the corner of the garage. The vehicle clipped her parked land speeder where it hovered, sending it spiraling. In the same second, Ben threw his body into hers, knocking her off her feet. The two of them hit the sandy ground together. The world above went black as the underside of the careening X-31 whipped over them. The land speeder slammed into the sinstone outer wall of the building with a colossal crack. Ben rolled free, wary and alert. Annalene sat up, bewildered. Her land speeder sat on the ground, a short distance from the garage entrance. The vehicle's right side was dented. Its left engine hung off, lopsided. And behind Ben, she could now see the cause. Vika Galt Sportster, its nose smashed and half buried in the sand. Behind the controls, dazed, sat the young woman herself. And in the passenger seat, Jabe! Annalene sprang up, overcome with worry, but on reaching the wreck, her expression changed. Her son looked up at her and giggled uncontrollably.
Hi, Mom! We're home!
She could smell the cheap lum ale the hut served at the raceway.
Are you kidding me?
Her eyes darted to Vika, similarly inebriated. Annalene scrambled across the crushed hood of the vehicle to reach her.
Vika!
The young woman looked at the shopkeeper lunging toward her and burst into giggles herself.
Mama's JV is all right,
she said in a syrupy voice.
But you should have parked somewhere else. It's race day.
Where's your father? On cue, two more land speeders arrived, hurtling around the corner of the garage building. The first, driven by Zed and Mullen, nearly caused another collision. Behind it, Orin's silver land speeder arrived in a more orderly way. Callie was driving, as Orin chatted over the seat to a trio of horn-headed Deveronian males. Annalene recognized them as the business contacts from Mos Eisley he'd been desperate to impress.
We're in the holy compound now, folks,
Annalene heard Orin say to them as they stopped.
Kick the sand off your shoes and genuflect as you enter.
Stepping out of the vehicle, he saw Annalene's wrecked speeder first, and then her, charging toward him. Uh-oh.
Look!
Annalene sputtered, arms waving. Look what they did! Orin walked up to the Sportster. Vika and Jabe tumbled out, rocky on their feet but otherwise unharmed. He looked them over and then glanced at the battered wall of the garage. He whistled.
Looks like another lap at Mos Espa, he said loudly.
The Deveronians laughed. Annalene wasn't amused.
Your daughter was drunk and driving my son.
The race ended early, Orin said.
This one did. Is that your idea of an explanation?
Orin closed the distance with her.
The race was flagged to a stop halfway through. Two of the Hutt's teams got into a big brawl. Big disappointment.
He shifted to a quieter voice and gestured toward the store.
Everyone's going to want drinks, Annie.
Everyone's been drinking, or hadn't you noticed?
She turned to see Jabe trying to edge his way toward the store.
She pointed at him with a force that could have knocked him down.
And don't you think of moving!
Annalene turned back on Orin, who was clearly uncomfortable with the scene playing out before his wealthy customers. She didn't care.
Orin, Jabe is not an adult. I said he could go to the races if you watched him. You call this watching?
Orin put his hands up before her.
Annie, you know these trips are a rite of passage for these kids. And besides, this is Tatooine. A body that works all the time is pretty grown up, no matter what the age. Isn't that right?
Before Orin could get whatever support he was expecting for his argument, a high female voice carried over all the others. Callie, who at first had been spellbound by the wreck scene, had suddenly noticed someone at the periphery.
Ben!
Forgotten by Annalene since the crash, Ben had stepped up to check on Jabe, earning a bad look from the boy, which made four, as Ben was getting them now from Vika, Mullen, and Zed as well. Callie's greeting was as enthusiastic as theirs was hostile, and Orin's was different altogether.
Oh, hello, Ben,
Orin said mildly, after the surprise registered. He looked back at Annalene, eyebrow raised.
You two were here all day?
Ben stepped backward toward the wreck of the landspeeder.
Really, I just stopped by for water.
Orin saw the bashed keg, its precious contents on the ground and evaporating. He saw his ranch's label there and smiled.
You liked it then?
Suddenly elated, Orin pushed past Callie and took Ben by the shoulder.
This is wonderful!
Ben, there's folks I'd like you to meet. As Orin pushed him toward the Deveronians, a squirming Ben looked back at Annalene in near panic. She merely shrugged. No force in nature could protect someone once Orin was in salesman mode. And especially not when he had a celebrity endorsement in the making.
Ben, these people run the Lucky Despot, a hotel, casino, and conference center going in at Mos Eisley.
Orin turned to his guests.
This man, a big hero around here, by the way, rode all the way in from the wastes just for a drink of Galt Sparkling 7. The best tasting water in any tap from Tatooine to Tanab.
Ben nodded me.